Welcome to the Donna Sebo Show. Donna is an international mental practitioner, award-winning author, counselor, speaker, teacher, and radio TV personality. Dedicated to empowering others through her mental skills, she also features authors and experts from all over the world to share their knowledge and experience with you, the listening audience. Now, let's join Donna and her guests. Here's Donna.
Hello and welcome to an hour of mind power. This is Donna Sebo, and today we are going to be discussing with Michael Ruiz a fascinating topic. There's a lot of controversy about it, but let me tell you, governments around the world have been interested in it, and the United States has done a lot of research about it. What is it? Remote viewing. I want to welcome Michael to the show. We're going to be talking about RV Kronos, remote viewing and unlocking time. Michael, it's a delight having you as a guest.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, Michael, when I got your material, remote viewing has always been of interest to me, and Mr. Swan was one of the originators with remote viewing. How did you get involved with it? What was it that turned you on to this subject where you've decided to have it a significant part of your professional life?
I wanted to remote view. This is going to sound very self-centered and terrible, but it drew away from that. What I wanted to do was remote view sports games and make money.
Now, so, that's an interesting perspective. I've never heard that one. Okay, folks, this is how he started. All right.
That's how I started, but that's not how we ended up. We quickly discovered that you call it God or the universe, the universal mind, whatever, doesn't really like to play games like that. It wants you to work for whatever you are going to get in life. So it let us know that remote viewing would work to a certain degree with that, but it wasn't something that it was going to let us make a lot of money with in a short amount of time.
Now, let me stop you there, Michael, because you're saying it, and
yeah.
I know that my audience's ears are probably starting to wave in the wind going, where are we going with this? But when we're talking about remote viewing, and I know that I have a very intelligent audience, but what were you doing? I mean, where did you go? Did you meet Ingo Swan? How did you become involved with it?
I learned from Ingo Swan's protege at Major Ed Dames. He was he was an intelligence officer in the U.S. Army,
mm-hmm.
and he was the operations and training officer for a secret Department of Defense program called Project Stargate, which was their remote viewing initiative, and it was used, like Jimmy Carter used it with the Iran
mm-hmm.
hostage affair and things like that. They gathered information for that, and he was part of that whole operational perspective. He learned it from Ingo Swan, and I learned it from him.
Now, how long did you go through training with this? Now, some people, let me just interject something here. Some people seem to have an innate capability, but this is something that can be trained, correct?
Yes, yes, yeah, absolutely. I went through, a year of training, both on my own using his methods, his DVD course, and going to workshops and being sort of like a teacher's assistant at a couple
mm-hmm.
of his workshops. And also, face-to-face, I went through what's called a professional development course with him where he taught me all of the things that he doesn't teach out in, the public arena. This is stuff
mm-hmm.
that he uses in his own intelligence agency. So I learned all of this stuff that I could. It took about a year of just individual training and then several other years of just working with my team and doing things like we've done, like the research and development we've done for Kronos.
So in going through this, I want to ask you a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
How has this number one, changed your life and your perspectives? And number two, how have you, as an individual, been able to utilize it in a practical way? Why even bother develop remote viewing? I mean, people understand with the military, and there's always these covert things that are going on, and having someone that can do remote viewing, someone might say, well, that's, you know, that's really appropriate. But how would it apply in everyday life? What's its value? So I've literally asked you three questions, but take them in any order you want.
Okay, well, let's start with the last one first. What value does it have? And the value in remote viewing is that it allows us to know anything about any subject that we want. Any person, place, thing, event, or idea is contained within the universe as a pattern of information. So as remote viewers, what we do is we go through a rigorous protocol that allows us to perceive these information patterns. I like to call them quantum information patterns. Now, the practical application that this provides to just the normal everyday Joe is, for instance, we've used it to diagnose problems for people's medical conditions, for people's cars. If there's a problem with their car, you know, you've got that knock in your engine and you take it to the mechanic and it doesn't want to do it while the mechanic, they're looking at it. Well, we can remote view that and get data for you, or you can remote view it yourself if you learn, and get the data, draw pictures, have descriptions, take that to the mechanic and say, this is the problem with my car. And that has actually worked. We've used it to diagnose medical problems. We've used it to determine what treatments are necessary for whatever ails you. Particularly me, I used it for myself to discover that there is a mushroom called red reishi. I didn't know about this mushroom, but I had a description of it, and I drew a picture of it. So I got on the internet and I looked for this thing, and I found this thing called red reishi, and it fit the descriptions that I had. It was red, wooden, a woody kind of mushroom. And I use that for my allergies. It keeps my allergies in check by taking this stuff every day. And it's something that, you know, Allegra and Singulair and these other asthma and medications that I was taking just couldn't. It didn't have any real effect until I started taking this mushroom tea. So those are like some practical applications. So you can use it to find things. Now, another thing that it can do is you can get into the more esoteric and philosophical sides of questions that you have about life, the meaning of life. You can remote view, if you believe in God, you can remote view that. You can remote view various ideological concepts, because everything in the universe exists as an information pattern, and it exists outside of us as a discrete packet of information, to use information technology term. That's my actual background. I'm an information technologist, and remote viewing functions very much the same way as your basic internet work, and that's the internet. The internet is actually an acronym for internetwork. And it functions exactly like that. It's nothing more than information processing, data collection, and analysis. And those are all things that I did as an information technology expert in my field. So how it changed my perception of things was it gave me a clue as to how the universe is ordered, because I'm always looking under the hoods of whatever it is I'm dealing with, whether it be with information technology, my car, music, whatever. I'm always trying to figure out what makes things tick. And the interesting thing about it was, you know, I've always been an avid reader of history and religion and science, and I had philosophical questions that I wanted answered, and you just can't get to, you can't go to your priest or your guru, whoever they may be, and say, what's this? What does this mean? What's the meaning of this particular idea? But with remote viewing, you can get that, because the way you're trained as a remote viewer, you are able to gauge from a statistical perspective your accuracy. So if you are constantly achieving an 80 to a 90% degree of accuracy during your training, on training targets, stuff that you can go out and verify, then you can be pretty well assured that if you remote view something that's more esoteric, like the meaning of life, your, if you believe in reincarnation, you can remote view your past or future lives, if you believe in that stuff. And you can be assured that that information is right around 80 to 90% accurate, just based on your previous statistical information gathering evidence. So that's what it can do, and that's how it affected me, is it gave me a clue as to how things are ordered and where I fit in to this thing that we call life.
When you were speaking about the factor of being able to evaluate things, I think of the terms that different people have utilized through the years to try to explain certain effects. There are the Akashic records, where people say you can go in and you can review information, which is very compatible with what you've just expressed. I think of Edgar Cayce, who learned to go into an altered state and had a phenomenally accurate record because of his secretary, who, you know, took notes and recorded everything, and they have those records available. But he actually was doing a form of remote viewing as well, because he would be able to diagnose certain physical ailments and utilize whatever components were necessary, not unlike what you've said. There are many ways of demonstrating this, but what I was intrigued with, and I've always been intrigued with remote viewing, is the fact that remote viewing is viewing a segment of time. And in many instances, people will challenge and say, if you see this in a time frame, does that actually mean that that's what's going on? Now, in the military applications, when Inge Swann was sitting and was doing his remote viewing along with any and all of that was participating in this, many times their accuracy was so effective, but it was in the now. They were seeing something in the now. And I know that there is that aspect that can deal with future projections because of the patternings of thinking and action that are in place at this moment. But there's also that aspect of free will, that things can be changed. They can be changed. But when you're doing remote viewing, how do you address this factor? When you're saying you're looking, you can get information, if you're going backwards, that is perhaps, I don't know that it's any easier than going forward. To me, it's about the same. But with this, the 80 to 90% accuracy you're talking about, someone's going to really have a tough time doing that all by themselves, aren't they?
Yes, it's always best to work as a team. It's much easier to achieve the 80 to 90% accuracy when you're working as a team of at least two, but at the best number, the optimum number of remote viewers to work with is six. But the more you work with a team, the better everybody gets and the better your accuracy as a team and as individuals becomes. Now, addressing the ideas that you said about, you know, remote viewing the past and the future, and if you can see those things, especially in the future, does that mean that they are, I guess, going to occur or will occur? And what we found is that if you can remote view something in the future, let's say you remote view some future event, it pretty much means that that event is set in stone, pretty much. Very little pieces can be changed, and to give you an idea of how things can change, and this wasn't a remote viewing thing. This was just something, some weird precognitive dream that I had. I had a dream that I was driving in a BMW, which was really odd because at the time, I honestly didn't like BMWs. But my car, about 6 months later, got stolen. So I had to go out and get another car, and my dad said, oh, we'll go talk to my buddy at the BMW dealer. So I went over there, talked to him, and I saw the car that was in my dream. But for some reason, I couldn't get that car because of credit problems, so I had to get a newer car. But it was almost the exact same car, convertible BMW, and I ended up buying that one instead of the black one. And then the whole dream, I was driving in the dream by a building that had a reflective windows, mirror-like windows. And I looked over and I saw myself and I said, oh my God, this is that dream. But instead of driving a black BMW like I did in the dream, I was driving a dark gray. So what that tells me, in addition to what we found in our research and development of Kronos, is that things are pretty much set in stone. I had a dream, precognitive, that I was driving a black BMW. What actually occurred was I had a dark gray BMW. But the exact same event occurred that let me know that this future event did occur, would occur, but was slightly modified. So there's a thing that we discovered in the development of Kronos called proximity and magnitude. Now, the proximity has two meanings. It means your direct involvement with the event and your actual proximity to the event in time. And then magnitude is, of course, the enormity of the event or its smallness. So those two factors influence future events and how they end up, you know, falling into play in reality. So the larger the event is, that means that you have usually a very small proximity to the event as far as involvement and your place near it in time. So when you have a large magnitude and a small proximity, there's very little you can do to change that. But there are things that you can change, and there are things that are usually under your direct control, such as, you know, where you go, where you are, who you're talking to, things like that. But the larger the event is, the more difficult it is to change. I think that answers your question.
Well, it really, in many ways, opens up a lot of questions. Now, let's talk about this DVD set that you, or this DVD that you had sent me, and it's called RV Kronos, and you do have a website of RV Kronos, and that's spelled C-H-R-O-N-O-S for those of you who are listening to the show. Now, one of the things right off the bat with this disc, you say, the basic remote viewing and associative remote viewing protocols are not taught or reviewed in this DVD. You must have a thorough understanding of the basic remote viewing protocol and the proper methods of cue creation and formatting to use the Kronos methodology. And
yeah,
there is a woman that, you know, is speaking this information as well as, you know, seeing, you see the print up on the screen. Now, you bring a comment up here where you say, if you don't possess the necessary skills as it is suggested that you review Major Ed Dom's Learn RV DVD course.
Yes.
So tell us how we would know whether, you know, someone says, gee, I'm listening to the show. This is something that fascinates me. If I can learn this, this is great. Go into that a little bit.
Okay, well, there's actually a couple of things you can do. I created this this method, this protocol, for people who were intermediate to professional remote viewers. But
mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that a beginner can't do it. But what we can do is I created what's called the RV Kronos Crash Course in Remote Viewing. And what that does is it's a free course, it's 7 lessons, and it can be emailed to people who sign up. If you go to the rvkronos.com website, you can just fill in your email and name, and then every two or three days, you'll get a new email from me that has a link to a video lesson. And what this does is if you have no clue what remote viewing is or how it works, it will give you a sort of a taste of what remote viewing is. It culminates with me showing you various stages of remote viewing, how remote viewing works, what remote viewing is and what it isn't, and how it can be taught. And then if you really want to learn, because it is a skill, and like any skill, it takes practice and dedication. if you want to learn it, then you have several, several options. The Remote Viewing Consortium, my organization, has remote viewers in all over the country. We have remote viewers in Washington, in Illinois, in Georgia, in California, in Arizona, Florida, and in the United Kingdom, in fact. We have viewers everywhere. And you can learn from them, or you can, as we suggest in the DVD, if you don't already have the DVD set by Major Ed Dames, you can actually get the DVD set and go through that as well. And that's really a top-notch course. And I don't get paid for saying that, okay? He's just, it's just a good course.
Well, he's been your mentor. Yeah, he's been your mentor. So that makes sense to me. I mean, that's just giving due where it's due.
Yeah. But it's not limited to him. If you wanted to learn from Paul Smith or Lynn Buchanan, their version, which is called controlled remote viewing, is just as good. They're both based on the original military protocol. In fact, Paul Smith and Lynn Buchanan both worked for Ed Dames when they were in the military. So he was their commanding officer. So it's they're teaching the same thing. They just call it differently.
Sure. Well, now with this, if someone, let's say they really are intrigued with this and they want to do it, you've recommended having a team of six. Now,
Yes. It
has been my experience that whenever you're doing this, you must have a very dedicated group, because when you're going through many of the exercises that you have here, and you're very specific in your DVD, which is you have all kinds of visuals, you have music on it, you give all kinds of information. So when you're going through this DVD and you are starting to apply these exercises, most of us are not going to be in a military installation that's not going to have any distractions to it. So when you're putting together a group that would like to research this, how would you recommend people go about choosing those that they're going to associate with? Because their mental patterns and their attitudes, doesn't that have an impact on you when you're trying to develop this?
No, because the protocol is such that it is a rigorous step-by-step. It's easy as color by numbers. You just go through the protocol. So you don't have to do any kind of meditation or prayers or anything like that beforehand. You just go into the protocol and do step-by-step how it's taught. And that takes care of everything. Because by going through this protocol, it immediately puts you into what is called a class 2 theta state. There's two states of theta brainwave activity. And a class 2 is one that's very focused, but you have a very inattentive mentality of things around you, so you're entirely focused on the task that you're doing. And what this does is it frees up your unconscious awareness to be able to explore the target. And you never know, when you're working as a group, you won't know what the target is. And the way people can find people to work with is there's social networking sites, like one of my new associates, Vernon Mui. He has a Facebook page. He runs the Southern Georgia Remote Viewing Center. And he has people on Facebook that he's teaching, and they are working on an actual Kronos project right now online at his Facebook webpage. But you can find people through social networking sites. You can go to my website, therbc.org, and we have a forum there that's just getting started, so there's not a lot of activity going on there yet. But more and more people are beginning to log in and utilize it, and you can find people there eventually. And there's just all kinds of places that you can find remote viewers and people who want to learn remote viewing and want to practice. So it's really an open field as far as learning and finding people who are interested in this.
Now, one of the things that I feel is very important when you're doing this is that you don't add anything to what you are perceiving or take anything away. You just give it as you get it. And there's such a level of discipline. Someone might say to you, well, gee whiz, I wasn't very good in science. I'm not this, I'm not that. And they may feel that they wouldn't have the opportunity. But I have found many people that are so very, very talented, and they just don't realize that this is a talent that they can develop. And, of course, you have to have an interest in it to want to develop it. What do you feel, and I know that this DVD is available to anyone, and we'll talk more about that in just a moment, but what, Michael, when you put this together, why did you feel you wanted to put this together? What are you hoping to accomplish with this?
I don't want to sound alarmist. What I wanted to accomplish is I wanted to give people the opportunity before certain events in the future occur to know when they should make a move. And that's the important thing, for people to know when they should move from wherever they're at, or when they should go and do a particular thing that could mean the difference between life and death. And this is actually just the first phase of this. The second phase is RV Geolock, which is a companion to RV Kronos. And what that allows a person to do is to know when they should move, and it allows them to, with Geolock, they will be able to know where they can move. Because one of the shortcomings of remote viewing, and even for psychics, is that it's very difficult to pinpoint when something is going to occur and where it's going to occur. You mm-hmm. can describe it beautifully, but it's very difficult to find out when and where. So the where now has been fixed. You can find out where and when. So, there's a lot of talk about 2012, and we looked at 2012. Nothing's going to happen in 2012, but there is going to be an event in the future. And it's mm-hmm. not the far off future. It's actually quite close. So my purpose in releasing these to people is so that they can learn how to remote view, and then learn when and where they need to be in order to survive what's coming. Now, I'm not trying to say that to be alarmist or anything, but that's just the way it is. There's too much evidence, scientific, archaeological, geological, to indicate that there is a cycle that takes place about every 12,000 years, and there are smaller cycles in between, and we're coming into a big one. Mm-hmm. So people need this information. Now, for people who don't believe it, that's fine. I don't mind. I'm giving this to people who need it and know that there's something out there that's coming and want to do something about it to save themselves or their families, and this gives them the opportunity, whereas if they didn't have this, they wouldn't even have the opportunity. So that's my purpose.
Now, the total run time for the DVD is 66 minutes, and I've gone through the DVD, and for those of you listening, if this is of interest to you, there are the step-by-step processes that you go through, and if you pull together a team of yours where you can actually keep the records, it would be quite interesting. And then also you have an hour of free remote viewing instructions, and it's called the RV Kronos Crash Course in Remote Viewing. And there's so many other things. Now, Michael, your website that you recommend people to go to, you have rvkronos.com and rvkronos.net, and Kronos is Chronos. So either one of these websites, rvkronos.com or .net, are available to you. And with all things, remember, it is a discipline. Mind does not care who uses it. It is non-gender specific. It doesn't care how old you are, how young you are. These are capabilities that are innate within us, but it does take a discipline, just like in learning how to play an instrument. You have to do something in a repetitive patterning until you're doing it without even thinking of it. You just do it. And, Michael, I think you've taken on quite a subject here. It's quite interesting. And for those of you, again, we're talking about RV Kronos, and go to his website, rvkronos.com or .net, and you will find out more about it, where time is no longer a barrier. It's a fascinating cycle of life we're living at this time, and I think Michael has brought up an interesting tool that for a long time was hidden behind doors. Michael, I want to thank you for giving me time out of your busy day, and I wish you well with this.
Thank you very much for having me on the show.
It's been a pleasure. This is Donna Sebo. We are going to be taking a break. When we come back, I've got some interesting information to share with you, so don't go away. We've got more things to bring you up to date on. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about nutrition? Do you work hard to eat right, try to feed yourself and your family nutritious food? Well, you'll want to know about glyconutrients. What are they? These are sugars that are present in nature. However, we're not getting them in our food anymore. Scientific study is proving that these sugars are necessary for all cellular and immune system function. Over 20,000 studies are conducted each year on glycoforms alone. These are the sugar protein structure that line each and every cell of the body. 4 out of the last 8 Nobel Prizes in physiology have been awarded for research in the area of cellular communication and how these sugars work in the body. This is Donna Sebo. Every day I bring to you information that will empower and light up your life. I would like to invite you to visit my website, DelphiInternational.com, and find out more about these glyconutrients. That's DelphiInternational.com. Go to my website, go to the left side of the screen, tap on the button that says glyconutrients. MIT's Technology Review, February 2003, states that glycomics is one of the 10 emerging technologies that will change the world. Education is the key to advancement of understanding and making our lives better. Visit my site, DelphiInternational.com. Go to the left side of the screen and tap on the button that says glyconutrients. I know it'll make a difference for you, as it has for me.
Do you want to lose weight? Do you deal with diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoporosis, or chronic pain? Do you want to know one of Dr. Perricone's 7 secrets to beauty, health, and longevity? Do you have 15 minutes a day to look and feel better? Then let me introduce you to DTaP, the workout that works. For the beginner or expert exerciser, learn from physical training specialist Teresa Tapp how, in just 15 minutes a day, you can burn fat and sugar, build strong bones and muscles, and lose inches fast with no equipment or jumping. Visit the TTAP website, ttap.com, or call 1-800-342-0717 to learn how. That's TTAPP.com. We'll help you lose inches, look good, and feel fabulous at TTAP. 1-800-342-0717, ttap.com.
This is Donna, and welcome back. And by the way, I'm broadcasting from magnificent Anchorage, Alaska. I have to tell you, last night when I flew in from Fairbanks, this place was literally packed in snow. I'm not exaggerating. They had a record-breaking 9-inch snowfall yesterday. So when I was being driven into the hotel, it was like a winter wonderland. It's absolutely amazing, and I had to chuckle because the driver, Leonard, he said, you know what, I'm ready for this to be gone. I said, gee, how long has it been here? He said, it started at 1 o'clock this morning, and it can be gone now. Thank you very much. So all of this was gone. It was really just an amazing experience to come from Fairbanks, which didn't have any snowfall. It was warm and just absolutely gorgeous up there, and then to come down here and to walk into this winter wonderland, it was really something. But it's almost all gone right now. The temperature's warmed up so much, so this was sort of a unique experience for people in Anchorage. But it is springtime up in the far north, so you never know what you're going to get. Sometimes these storms come in out of nowhere. Now, by the way, if you'd like to call in and chat with me directly, we're going to be able to do that. Our toll-free worldwide number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. By the way, Michael Ruiz, who was my guest earlier, we were talking about the remote viewing. I need to correct the information on his website. apparently I had some old material that had been sent to me. His correct website is rvchronos.com. That was right. But it's also rvchronos.info, I-N-F-O, rvchronos.info or .com. There's no .net. So he corrected me after we were off the air, and I wanted to be sure to get that information to you. By the way, if you have a story about the paranormal, something unique that has affected your life in a very special way, I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your story. Because I'm putting together a book, I'm collecting 100 stories, and I appreciate those of you who have emailed me your particular personal experiences. It could be a near-death experience, it could be dealing with animals, whatever it has affected your life that changed your thinking and your experience, I'd love, again, to hear from you. So send me the story if you would like to be considered for inclusion in this book. Send it to Donna at Delphi. International.com. That's Donna at Delphi, D-E-L-P-H-I, International.com. Well, I wanted to share a poem with you. Don't forget, you can call me between now and the top of the hour, 888-815-9756. Lillian Garant, she has a little poem that I really love because sitting here looking out at the Cook Inlet, which just has sprinkles of ice still floating in its waters as things are melting. It's springtime here. And the hills are dusted with what is remaining of the snowfall yesterday. Well, this just is applicable for spring, and I wanted to share it with you. This is what she wrote. Where the skies are painted blue and the earth dreams in flowers, where butterflies spread their wings and birds sing away the hours. That's where you'll find my heart this fair spring day. Ah, spring. There is absolutely nothing like it. And something that I think is absolutely marvelous, I don't know about you, but when it gets to be wintertime and we have a lot of dark hours, and of course, the more north you are in your location, the more dark hours in a day you have. And sunlight just makes all the difference in the world. It, for me, it's just absolutely marvelous. Well, if you have a time when you're traveling and you're finding that your body clock just isn't resetting very well, the earlier you get up, the more sunlight you're exposed to, the quicker your body clock apparently adjusts. Why? Because it stops the secretion of a sleep hormone called melatonin. So it's amazing. I know up here in the far north, where it's almost 24 hours of daylight, not quite that in Anchorage. You're not that far north. So you have, though, a minimal amount of dark hours, and you just have this energy. It's just absolutely marvelous. Well, that lasts for about 3 months, and then you start losing light. You start losing those bright, sunshiny hours until winter sets in and you've got more dark hours than not. So keep in mind that if you need to reset your body clock, if you're traveling into different places, sunshine is one of the best things you can expose yourself to. But also keep in mind that there are alarm clocks. If you have to get up at a certain time and it might be still dark out and you just say, I just can't make it, I'm just dragging and I just can't make it, get yourself one of these alarm clocks that allows you to awaken to light on a gradual basis. And then you'll find you get up, you're refreshed, everything is just working. Light has its magic on so many, many levels. So you just need to know that that can make all the difference in the world. It's so hard if you have kids to try to put them to bed early, especially if you're up in the far north, because they just go, wait a minute, it's still daylight out, and their energy is just going a mile a minute. My girlfriend, who I've known for a number of years up here, she said when her son was small, she had to make sure that the room shades were absolutely black so that none of the sunlight came through, and she had to fix her windows in a special way. Otherwise, her son just couldn't go to sleep. He was just like bouncing off the walls. She said it just comes from being up here in this part of the world with that kind of a reality. Donna Sebo here. Give me a call if you'd like to chat. 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. China has a brand new reservoir, relatively speaking. It's considered the largest in the world, if I am correct. And the weight of it, it is so huge that there have been scientific measurements that say it has tilted the Earth's axis by nearly an inch. Now, with all the other things that are on this planet, you wouldn't think a reservoir would have that much of an effect. But apparently it is, primarily because of the water, the tonnage of the water, and the structure. So that would be interesting to really find out about. But I came across that information. And also, the longest water tunnel supplying New York City is 85 miles and leaks up to 35 million gallons a day. 35 million gallons of water a day. And there's just some amazing information that dam projects have displaced up to 80 million people worldwide. We're fascinating people, we human beings, with what we do with life. Give me a call if you'd like to chat, 888-815-9756. Now, tomorrow, we are going to have a fascinating guest, at least I think he's fascinating, Dr. Robert A. Linden. Dr. Robert Linden is a family physician. He's been in practice for over 30 years, and he's decided to write a book called The Rise and Fall of the American Medical Empire. We all know how much we're hearing about the American healthcare system, all of the rhetoric that goes on. Well, this is a book written by a physician that really cares about his patients, and he is seeing the downside of what has been done through the years to create the environment we're in. So this is a man that really is coming from practicality as far as information and knowledge goes, as well as from heart, because he really loves his profession. So I think you'll find him quite interesting. And then next week, we're going to be starting off with a delightful physician, Dr. Cynthia Kolker. She's going to be talking about 101 ways to save money on healthcare. So this is a little bit of a theme that we're coming through. And then AquaShock, you've heard me talking about water, and part of it was precipitated, if you will, by Susan Mark's book, Aqua Shock. And her information is fascinating. It really brings us up to date with one of the most valuable resources, if not the most valuable resource on the planet. Eldon Taylor is going to be my guest next Wednesday. His new book is What Does That Mean? Now, Eldon Taylor is a specialist in subconscious subliminal programming. This is a man who has dedicated his life to being able to work with people to help them understand how to utilize their subconscious, which often operates just on automatic, so to be able to utilize it in a positive way. But this book is more about his philosophy about life. What does that mean? And then Irene Smalls, we're going to be talking about Jonathan and his mommy. Now, Irene has written a book, a children's book, but she's actively involved in education. And this is a woman that is committed and dedicated to enabling our youth to do better with their reading, their writing, their arithmetic, and with their lives. And then All Medicines Are Poison by Dr. Kirshner, M.D. This is a man that really gives the lowdown on many medical points of information that I think is good for us to be aware of. I have been absolutely amazed at the amount of material that I have been getting at my office regarding how the medical profession is failing itself. And doctors, many of them, are speaking up and speaking out, wanting to educate you, the layperson, and me, so that we can become more consciously responsible for how we take care of ourselves and about asking questions and understanding what needs to be learned. And I think that this is such a shift. It is, to me, it's a very positive shift. And to some people, it's very threatening. They don't like it. They don't want people to mess with the norm. Well, there's a lot coming to the surface, and I think when professionals within the medical industry are saying, look, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to speak out, it really is worth listening. So we have a great lineup of people both tomorrow as well as next week, and I hope that you'll be able to join me right here at BBS Radio. Now, I know we're going to be taking a break in just a moment. When we come back, I want to chat about some of the minerals that we take for granted and in the world, what's going on relative to them. Yes, mining, and maybe some other things as well. If I have time, maybe even a recipe will be thrown in. This is Donna Sebo. Give me a call, though. I'd love to chat with you if you'd like to chat with me. 888-815-9756. We'll be right back.
Enter the magical world of God's kiss.
He sees a large open area of valley ground covered with a thick green grass. In the open space are many other children and animals. All kinds of animals. And all of the animals are talking. He can understand every word they are saying.
God's Kiss is a beautifully illustrated children's book about a young boy's journey into a valley with children and animals from all over the world. They are gathering together to experience the wonder of love and beauty that will affect their lives forever. A talking book audio narrated by the author Donna Sebo accompanies this wonderful storybook, creating a special magic all of its own. This book package makes a wonderful gift for those special children in your life, ages 3 to 10. God's Kiss book and talking book audio are only $19.95, plus shipping and handling. And the author Donna Sebo will autograph and personalize your book if you request it. Call 800-872-8852. You can also order through Donna Sebo's website, www.delphiinternational.com.
As a counselor, Donna Sebo is available for private consultations by appointment. These can be done by telephone or in person. If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Donna, call 253-582-5604 or 800-872-8852. That's 253-582-5604 or outside of Pierce County, 800-872-8852.
Hi, this is Donna. Okay, let me just give you a quick tip that I found that I'd like to pass along to you. If you're out looking for a job, and so many people are, and you're saying, gee, I really want to ace this interview. Well, the person conducting the question and answer session may be just as nervous as you are. Have you ever thought of that? Let's say somebody is having to interview maybe 100 candidates, and they're going, how in the world am I going to be able to make an evaluation? Well, one of the things that you can do for yourself is, first of all, have confidence in who you are and understand this person that's doing the interviewing may be under incredible stress. Maybe you're number 35 out of that 100 and they are looking forward. Their mind's going a mile a minute. They're going to go forward. They go, oh my goodness, I'm at 35. I've got so many more to go before I reach my 100. Oh, I'm dreading this. All of these thoughts could be running through this person's mind. So there's something you can use to your advantage. Sort of put yourself in their positioning. And this is a tip that is being shared with people, and I thought, why not pass it along to you? You can put your interviewer at ease by being friendly and listening closely. Don't interrupt them. Don't get pushy, but listen to what they're asking. And you can make the interviewer more comfortable by showing that you're a team player who will be a joy to work with. I had a conversation with a young woman today who has been in her job positioning for a number of years. The company that she works for has recently been sold, and the company she had been with for these 3 years had been owned by an individual. There was a major corporation that came in and bought out this individual, and all of the employees basically have moved on. And she said it's really been tough because where all of us were a team before, people had been in this environment like 20, 25 years, and it was just such a joy because it was like a big family. Then this big corporation comes in, and that feeling of connection, of people supporting each other, has gone away. And she said, I really miss that. She said, it's not that I don't like my job. I really miss the feeling that I am part of a team and part of a working family. And I thought about her words, and I said, you know, this is really significant. So for any of you that might be employers or contemplating and doing a business, it's important to understand that when you are having people working with you in your environment, they are people. And when there can be that open communication, it's not that you're not going to have any problems and you won't have issues or emergencies or, you know, people doing things incorrectly. This is life. But when you can have that camaraderie that gives that feeling of support and trust, and this can be with a big corporation as well as a little one. Look at Southwest Airlines. That's how the employees there have felt about their company. They say, we're involved. We support each other. In fact, they don't like hiring anybody that doesn't have that kind of an attitude. It's a waste of time. They don't want to work with someone that isn't going to be supportive, whether they're in management or on whatever level, janitor, whatever. It doesn't make any difference. When you have that kind of communication, a business is going to succeed. Tough times can happen to all of us. But I like to think that when you go into an interview, let's come full circle with what I just shared. If you go into that attitude, well, go in with that attitude when you're doing an interview, also ask the people, what is the tone within the company? How does the employer or the management of the company feel about their employees? What is it that when you're working here, why are you working here? Do you enjoy it? They might be surprised by your questions. Who knows? They could be put off by it too. But I think sometimes it's good to know. It's important for us to remember we're not numbers. We are human beings. And when we work, work consumes so much of our life. If we can do work and be in an environment where we can feel like we are contributors, it really makes a difference. So don't be afraid to look for that when you are looking for a job, because it does make a difference. And those of you that have companies, just remember, employees are going to give you 100% of whatever they've got if they feel that, one, they're respected, two, that there is expectation for the best of work coming out of them, and three, that they do matter. You know that when surveys have been done, that kind of an attitude causes employees to be so loyal. It's amazing. And yet I hear from so many employers, gee, nobody's loyal anymore. Well, what's the positioning here? There's more than one side to this picture, but I just want to encourage you, if you're out job hunting, don't get discouraged. Understand that interviewer may be very, very stressed. So be at ease, give your best, and then keep on looking. I said I was going to be talking about metals a little bit. We take so much for granted in our life. Technology is an amazing thing, and we have things that pop up on store shelves, and we go, ooh, isn't that a neat little toy? And we don't realize what goes in many times to creating products that we enjoy on a consistent level. I wanted to share some information about a metal I was not very familiar with. It's called tantalum. And it's a soft grayish blue metal, and it melts, if you can believe this, at over 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's higher, you know, it has to be melted at a higher temperature than, you know, just all other elements excepting for two. But it has an exceptional capacity to store electric charge. So it could be useful, what? Solar panels and other things as well. So it's really a metal that is being utilized for the circuit boards of computers, digital cameras, cell phones, etc. In fact, tantalum is used in every electronic device that there is. And it's refined from an ore called coltan, which is a rock that has, you know, minerals of some other specifics as well. Now, where do we find this? Guess where? The Congo. Mm-hmm. Right where there is so much going on, so much upheaval. It's amazing. economic stuff can make a great deal of difference. I know we're out of time. My goodness, it's just gone by like the wind, so maybe I can share some more about the Congo and how important this is at another time. But this is Donna Sebo. Remember, wherever you are, you're the master of your fate. You are the captain of your soul. It is absolutely magnificent here in Anchorage. We'll be talking to you, broadcasting again live from this beautiful city, this beautiful far north environment. Enjoy wherever you are and be grateful for the blessings you have. This is Donna Sebo. Talk with you tomorrow, same time, same place, right here at BBS Radio. Bye for now.
You have been listening to The Donna Sebo Show. If you would like a copy of today's broadcast, send $10 to The Donna Sebo Show, P.O. Box 97272, Tacoma, Washington, 98497-0272. Be sure to put the date of the broadcast in your request. If you are not able to be a part of today's program, join Donna and her guests Monday through Friday, and she will be here to take your calls. Thank you for listening and being part of our program. Have a wonderful day.